makes you frisky. Gin makes you sin. Wine makes you nutty. But I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy. Rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the road.
Is it on? Is it on? Can you hear me?
Whenever you want to drink a juice.
No. Choose the drink that pleases you. It just needs to stop our peas from
talking trash.
If you ever record without it, it's just like. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another spooktacular episode of Popping Bottles. I was trying to get a scary Popping Bottles. I didn't go that far.
There's nothing really to do.
Yeah,
Pop, you're dead. Ooh.
Popping bones. Popping boners.
Ew.
You know, it's Halloween, everybody. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Welcome. You're back. This is Popping Bottles, spooky Halloween episode.
Spooky.
Done. Showdown? Maybe a show and tell down?
I like show and tell down.
It's a show and tell down.
All right.
Officially, if you can hear my undead voice, Ooh. Then you know that I am your recovering bartender, Josh Solongovia. Ooh. And bats flew out of my mouth. And right next to me, with those neck incisions.
Oh, yeah.
Where his head was sewn back on.
The bolts.
He's got green skin, but that's independent of the holiday.
Yeah.
It's my co-host.
I'm the barback, Grave Rob Grabowski.
Ooh. And spiders came out of his mouth.
Hashtag ocean dead cold. Hashtag not grave robbing.
Just the laziest, Halloween episode. We're so proud to have you here. Grave robber.
Yes.
Each episode.
Solongovia.
We usually have a guest. That guest brings a beverage of their choice, and we spook about why they chose it.
Oh, is this episode any different? I mean, it's slightly different already.
Yeah, well, it's scary, first of all.
Yes, I'm terrified.
How did you get here?
How did I get here?
Yeah.
I took a hearse.
I took a witch's brew. But this episode is an exception.
Okay.
Because we do not have just one drink.
No.
But we do just have one guest.
And that guest is?
By the name of?
Carly Kohig, a.k.a. Scarly, a.k.a. Rarly. Ask me how I got here. It was a horde of zombies.
Oh. Yeah. You crowd surfed like a rock and roll concert?
Yeah, yeah. I went to the bottom of the ocean to find the door that Rose survived on and Jack died on.
Sure.
And then I put it on top of a horde of zombies and just surfed my way here.
Let me ask you this. The ocean, was it cold?
Ooh, dead cold.
Hashtag it was a dead cold.
And Rob, we have a special event to do.
Dude,
I'm really leaning into the voice now.
Yeah, I like you.
Carly had a bunch of zombies come out of her mouth.
Yeah, it was gross.
When she was talking about that.
I got hungry on the way.
Yeah, they were like little. Like when in Fantasia, when he chops up the brooms, and they were like little brooms.
Like a little brooms.
Yeah, they're little zombies.
Yeah.
They all scurried out.
This is great.
Yeah, and they did the poltergeist down the stairs run out of her mouth. It was very spooky. Rob.
Yes.
We have a show and tell down for Halloween.
Ooh.
And the way... Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
It was an apologetic ghost.
That was Hooli screaming. The way it works is we've each brought three of our scariest beverages.
Ooh.
We're going to one at a time introduce them. We're all going to try them. And then when we get through all three for all three of us, one of us will pick the scariest beverage for the other person. Into a scare down.
Yeah.
So it's not a full-on showdown because not everything's going to get a ranking.
No.
And it's going to be very, very personal.
Yeah.
Just like Halloween.
Super personal.
Gonna get offended.
It's going to be Mischief Night, Halloween, All Hallows Eve, Day of the Dead, all of it up your ass. Center stage, like the movie.
Devil's,
Devil's Knob.
Devil's Night.
Devil's Night?
Yeah, it was very popular in the Detroit area.
What is that?
The night before Halloween.
Ooh.
Devil's Night. Where, like, bad things would happen. Like, not like fun trick-or-treats, like awful treats and tricks.
It was called Devil's Night?
Devil's
Night. So I know it as Mischief Night.
Oh, yeah. We call it Devil's Night where I came from.
Did you have a thing where teenagers were assholes and they... guys did under Halloween?
Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, weird. Things are different in
Cincinnati's backwards.
Cincinnati.
With yeah. S. Ooh, spooky.
Cincinnati.
Well, I was working in my lab.
Well, when?
Holy Leslie.
Oh, okay. Did you see anything cool?
Ooh, something that gave me quite a fright.
Spookiest laugh that you can do. We'll all go at three.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three.
Josh, you do it.
I saved mine. I cheated. All right. Well, let's get to. Oh, real quick. Halloween. Favorite Halloween candy? Do you have a preference?
Oh, you know what? I love a good Musketeers bar.
Musketeers bar.
And I like that nougat.
Specifically Halloween. Like, so it's like a little size or.
Yeah,
little
size. What is a nougat?
It's like chocolate. It's like whipped chocolate, I believe.
Oh. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Isn't that like a
moose?
Moose. Thank you.
This yeah, be... but you can't make moose in a mass production, can
okay.
you? I don't know. That's what I always assumed the nougat was.
How come they never sell moose? Yeah, you don't see moose at the checkout aisle.
No. Yeah.
So little Three Musketeers?
I just like Three Musketeers.
Yeah,
I never like candy.
They're airy. I like that. Oh, like, yeah, it's
good
nice.
Taste is
nice.
Hell.
Carly, do you have a Scarly? Sorry, do you have a favorite Halloween candy?
And when I'm scary, Rarely.
Sounds vaguely sexual.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Rarely.
Okay.
All this lingerie I wore to this podcast.
It all fell out of her mouth. Little lingerie is ran out of her mouth.
I really love Reese's Pieces.
Oh, sure.
That's a good one. Yeah. And you get those little tearaway packs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a sucker for peanut M&M's 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, bite-sized Snickers or the fun-sized Snickers are great. Those little two-bar Kit Kats, or
Kit-Kats.
It's just like, or sometimes it's just one.
I do like the little mini Hershey's too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like the
nice fun size.
Oh, yeah. You know what else is good? The one with peanuts.
Yeah.
Mr. Good Bar.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really like things mixed in with my chocolate. Reese's is the pretty much one exception.
Oh yeah, and that that texture is still smooth. So is it like a crunchy thing?
So smooth.
Oh,
baby.
Hello, peanut butter.
Hello,
okay,
baby.
Okay, everybody do their smoothest laugh on the count of three. One, two, three.
Sounded like a seesaw.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's pretty smooth.
All right, let's all do our seesaw impersonation on the count of three. One, two, three. Nailed it.
What? Any other Halloween stuff that we need to cover? I mean, we talked about candy. That's the big one. Favorite costume?
Yeah, favorite costume ever.
Mm-hmm. My dad worked at a grocery store growing up a long time. A lot of different grocery stores. But one time he brought home one of those, you know, on Supermarket Sweep, they get the inflatable things and it would be like extra $200.
Yeah, yeah.
So this was a giant Campbell's soup can. And I cut out the bottom and I cut eye holes in the like label where it says Campbell's.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went as this giant soup can.
Oh, that's fun.
And it was very fun.
That's cool.
That's so great.
Yeah.
I went as Alice in Wonderland pretty much throughout high school, and it was great.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Nice.
It was great.
I'm telling.
Long, blonde hair.
Mm-hmm. And this is a wig?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All my hair had fallen out at that point. From stress of high school.
Oh, you know, sure.
High school stress.
From keeping up the costume.
Year round.
Yeah. Painting your cat.
Every time I got a new one, I would pluck it out, put it in my Alice in Wonderland wig.
Yeah.
Gross.
Bobby?
I had a very cool dinosaur costume. I think when I was like 7 or 8. It was like a whole like onesie pajama thing with the tail and the big head on. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Perfect.
It was great. It was awesome.
You could probably find that now as adults.
Oh, absolutely.
You go to Target.
Yeah. This one was handmade.
What? Oh. Does it still fit?
No. Okay. Maybe.
Still around? Still with us?
Maybe somewhere in my back in my home.
Okay. Yeah. Did you turn it into crude oil?
Yeah, I did. No. Ran my car in high school.
Okay, great. Who wants to go with their first beverage for the, we didn't give it a full name, this is so lazy, the 2019 Popping Bottles Spook Fest Showdown and Tell.
Showdown and Tell, yeah. I mean, my first one is right here. So
yeah,
I'm more than
all right, let's get it.
So, I was trying to find, like, think of spooky, scary drinks. I knew for a long time there was a wine that had, like, vampire in the name. So last night I went to 1,000 Liquors.
Okay.
And I was like snooping around.
They have 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, they have 1,000. I thought it was, for a long time it was 1,001, but it's just 1,000. But I was snooping around.
One broke.
Even numbers. Yeah.
And a fellow who worked there went, can I help you with anything? And I was like, listen, I'm trying to find spooky drinks.
You enlisted the help.
I did. I told him, like, last I'm just trying to, it's a Halloween theme thing. I'm trying to find, like, spooky drinks.
Yeah.
He's like, well, we used to carry a vampire wine, but we don't have that anymore.
What?
So it's like, son of a bitch. So walking around, I went by name alone, the Velvet Devil.
Ooh.
From the state of Washington.
Oh, I'm scared already.
Yeah. We should be spooked. Terrified. Yeah.
The Velvet Devil is like a devil that tortures you by like slow rolling a relationship with you. You're just like, yeah, we'll go out. And then you go out and you're like not sure where you stand.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're like, okay, well, it wasn't a date. We were friends hanging out. And they like call you again and they're like, hey, that was really fun. Let's do something again. Yeah, and you're like, wait, is this a date?
Is this the...
Yeah. And you're so insecure that you can't like put it in words.
And then they take you underground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is not oral sex.
Not for sex at all.
No, not at all.
Well, luckily, it's also a twist off.
Yeah.
Yes. Must be a good wine.
Velvet enclosure.
Spooky, scary.
All right.
The Velvet under the Velvet Devil. Boy. We haven't even had one drink yet. The Velvet Devil, in my mind, is just somebody that always comes up to tickle you, but they're your good friend, and you don't like to be tickled, but it makes you laugh, and so they're like, ha, 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 got
they're
you.
Like, oh, I've got positive reinforcement.
Yeah, it's just like
you're
a...
You're like, but no, I hate this.
It's a cycle.
All right, spooky on three. One, two, three.
Spooky!
Yeah, pretty smooth.
Yeah.
I'm going to be facetious and say it's velvety.
Ooh.
That's fair. Really soft, almost no body, and then it's like sort of the tannin finish is just kind of like unremarkable.
It's all, a drinking wine.
Yeah, all wine tastes the same to me. Oh. Like all reds taste the same and all whites taste the same to me. I don't see color.
2016, like, not a bad year.
This is definitely one you
this
just...
This is a horrible year.
This is a... You just keep drinking.
For one.
Yeah, you just keep drinking.
Yeah.
Like there's not... It's not... Like, this is... You pair this with a delicious meal. No, this is, you're getting drunk at home.
This is not my...
This is a drink of wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is not my flavor profile. Just like, there's no middle to it. There's no fruit for me.
Again, I went with name alone,
because
devil makes me think of Halloween and my church.
The Church of Rob?
The Church of Rob.
Robinites?
Grabowskius, please.
Grabowskians? I don't recommend it.
I recommend it for Rob's purpose of sitting at home and getting drunk.
Yeah.
With the
you want to take it home with you?
More than tolerable, for sure will. bottle of wine.
This is
bottle of wine through the vine.
A cooking wine that you drink while you're cooking.
Yes.
That way you make sure to get through the whole bottle. Who wants to go next?
I do.
You can't see the show of hands.
I really waved my hand.
Carla's going. What do we got?
Okay.
All right.
So I originally was invited on this podcast by Howling Into the Wind, and I was like,
Hellhounds?
Josh and Rob need me.
Yeah.
And I ran over with monsters. Well, guess what, fellas?
Oh, no.
We have Monster Mule.
No.
It's a black can with a beautiful copper logo.
I should have expected it, and I didn't.
I didn't see it coming
How
at all.
How did you not expect it?
I didn't see it coming at all.
Really? Oh, my gosh. And
I just didn't click.
Oh. And they're beautiful black cans. Like, honestly, it's the type of can that you want to model a car after.
This looks like...
black matte with a copper finish. Beautiful.
It looks like the monster they drank during the Civil War.
I think there's, like, a little bullet up at the top.
Wow.
It's called Ginger Brew.
All right.
Too.
Hell yeah.
So here we go.
Here, well, you get that one. I'll.
Here, we'll split.
Yeah. I'll just pour it in this glass, same glass I had wine in.
I tried to wipe my wine out.
No, I'm going to ask why you got red solo cups.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to have to open all.
No, here you go.
Red solo cups.
That's a song?
Yep.
Ooh, it smells
it's
like
music
a
song.
My stepmom will sing that all the time, and I don't know. She can't sing well. So I don't know. I don't know if it's like just something
like
she's
she made
it's
it
not
up.
A good song.
Yeah,
it's it's like a talk pattern song.
Okay.
Where he's just like, we're having a party, blah blah blah. Red Solo cup.
I just want to take it back.
Fill you
my stepmom's great. I love her a lot.
Prepare
she's not
a party.
She's not a singer.
Neither is that song. So she's probably doing it spot on.
Fair.
1, 2, 3, spooky.
Oh yeah,
spooky.
We did the count in our heads. That,
you know, it's not bad.
Oh,
it tastes like ginger beer.
Yeah,
it does taste
like
ginger beer.
It does a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I actually really like this.
Oh, it does say ginger brew. Look at that.
Yeah, no, I'm into it. What's...
I didn't realize this is not bad. This has only come out around Halloween.
Halloween.
Oh, it's inspired by Moscow Mule.
Yeah,
I didn't
interesting.
Realize. Look at that.
Yeah. It's not terrible, right?
Ooh, unleash the beast! Ooh!
Beware of the Monster. B vitamins and the 210 calories per serving!
The Tari!
The mark sounds... of the beast, 16 fluid ounces!
I'm gonna go run and make mine, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, a mixed drink!
Carly, I'm very upset I didn't even consider to bring a Monster, let alone you would bring Monster.
That's why I thought you guys invited
nervous.
Me back.
No, I was nervous about. I was hoping, like, God, what if one of us like picks the same drink?
Same.
But the odds are, that's why I have a. I have a backup. Technically, I have four, just in case someone pulls.
I have
one
four
out.
As well. Cool, so cool. Let's just pull them out.
Yeah.
While Josh ooh. Makes his drink.
Carly, when was the last time you dressed up for Halloween?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't even think we went out.
Let me ask
Halloween.
You this, because yeah. I do you like to dress up for Halloween?
Hell yeah.
Okay,
am
cool.
I allowed to cuss on this Halloween podcast?
Fuck yeah, girl.
Oh, hell yeah. I love dressing up for Halloween.
Sure.
I also love doing spooky makeup.
Oh.
And the last time I did it, it was like when a couple years after I had moved to Chicago. So I had like a good friend base. And I...
Unlike
did this
now where you don't have a good friend base.
No. They've all blown away like leaves in the wind. In the spooky wind. No, but like you first moved to a city and you're like, I don't really know anybody here. Now I'm spending a holiday alone.
I get it.
Wah, wah. But I went to this party after having done my makeup and it took so long that I finished a whole bottle of wine by myself in my bathroom.
Oh, damn.
And then I got to the party and 10 minutes later, I blacked out.
Oh, no. Golly.
Yeah. So I didn't get to enjoy like the reactions to my spooky makeup and my spooky Halloween contacts until I was on the L going home and nobody would sit next to me or talk to me.
What were you dressed as?
And I called it the Angel of Death.
Oh, okay.
But it's the Angel of Death. It's on my Instagram. I'll show you. But it's Angel of Death because it looks very scary, but is actually very nice.
Oh.
Yes. So...
See, I don't like dressing up.
Really?
I don't know what it is. Like, if there's a group of people that are like, hey, can you be this person as this crew?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you be, I'm just Freddy in our Scooby-Doo gang. I'd be an awful Freddy. But I'd be like, yeah, sure. But I think it's just because I'm like, I don't want to. I'm so accustomed to someone being like, here, put this on. This is your costume. And I'm like, got it. Where I don't want to think about what I have to put on.
I like the idea of costumes as a theory, but like in reality, I run hot. I'm a bigger boy.
So yeah, baby.
Fall is a friend of the big man.
Love.
But I don't like the idea of like wearing more layers than I have to inside and then moving around. Also, like, because after a while, like, you'll look cool, and then it becomes like a burden. It becomes like a responsibility. Like, I gotta like keep all this stuff together. Or I gotta like.
I don't like having. If I can throw something together, it's fine. Like, that's a lot of times like. Yeah, I'm a lumberjack or a mad scientist because I just have those things.
Yeah, because they're from other...
Lately, I've been mayor a lot because I have a mayor sash. Oh,
that's perfect.
Okay,
we
photo?
Have the picture. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so, that's creepy.
So I did painted my face white and then I did like blue, purple,
that's
black veins
really
coming
amazing.
From my eyes and
that's
mouth.
Great.
And then I have little prosthetic horns.
Which one's her?
The one with the makeup.
And then spray painted the top
damn,
half of my hair.
Yeah, that looks
black.
That looks like
that
looks legit professional.
And then I had makeup, not makeup, contacts that made my eyes all white except for a center pupil.
Well, I feel like I'm watching Cats.
That's
how the scary CGI Cats look to me.
Oh,
put
yeah.
me in my place.
No, I put Cats in their place. You look
that's
legit scary.
Be,
send me that and we'll add it to the Facebook post when this goes up. Next Halloween. Ooh. All right, so for my spooky cocktail, this was a cocktail reminded by my roommate, because all good spooky stories start with, it was a dark and stormy night.
Oh, did you make a...
I made a dark and stormy.
Yeah.
So go ahead, let me down on that, both of you.
Should I squeeze this lime?
There's lime in there already, but if you want more, feel free. The Dark and Stormy was created in 1806
ooh.
By an Englishman going to set sail for America. So it's real simple. It's black rum and ginger beer, and then lime juice. That's it.
Tasty. I haven't had a black darkest rum in a long time.
Darkest rum. Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
It kind of has like a caramely.
Yeah, that's the black rum.
It's good.
Yum.
It's good.
I didn't know rum could be tasty, to be honest.
Yeah. You don't like rum?
No, it was my drink of choice in high school, and then blew out all the taste buds for it.
I get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Too many.
I did Sailor Jerry's for a long time in college.
What type of alcohol is that?
It's rum.
Yeah.
It's a rum. It's like a shittier Captain Morgan's.
Yeah.
I almost brought Captain Morgan's because... Yeah,
pirates.
Yeah, well, no, because I had so much of it in high school that I got sick on it. So it was very scary to me.
Yes.
Then I was like, I thought that was boring, that if we just drank Captain Morgan's.
Yeah. If it was out of a handle, it would be terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, God, no.
What is this, plastics top?
What is this drink? It's 7 shots of Captain Morgan's and 3 Coronas, which is what did me in.
I would have brought a Jägermeister. Mm. Jägermeister got me. I can't do it. Just even the smell makes me.
The shot redheaded sluts.
I haven't done one of those in a while.
Oh,
a
good.
Shot. I've had a few redheads.
Oh, okay, all right.
Hell yeah! 2019.
Hashtag not raw.
I don't want to say how he had them, but remember his name, Ray Robin Gabreski.
They were fresh.
Yeah. It was a bus accident.
Natural causes.
They
actually
died.
All natural,
died.
Baby.
Yeah, gun to the head.
Okay.
All right.
It's me. Oh, I'll ask the panel here.
Uh-huh, that's me.
So would we like to continue with another liqueur, or do we want to go to a beer of some kind?
Ooh.
I'm
going to say let's ramp up. So start beer, then a liqueur.
Okay. Okay.
Josh?
Yeah, that's
great. So Longovia.
I agree with you, Scarly. But the way you said it was like, I want to ramp up, so let's start with a beer. I was like, wait.
You know how ramps work, Josh?
You know how ramps go down and then up?
You know the ramps got a little dip in it? Make it really hard for people in wheelchairs.
Yeah, those famous Alps. The ramps. Mother Nature's ramps.
Phil.
Okay. I will. Scarlett.
Yes, so Longovia.
Did you ever give out Halloween candy?
Yeah. Towards my... later years in high school, I would stay home and hand out candy with my mom and brother if I was not at a Halloween party. But then I went off to college and, you know, did college parties there. But now my mom and brother are like, they really go all out.
Oh.
No. They get along really well. And so they will hand out candy together and do like a fog machine or like spider webs and then send me pictures of cute kids. And I was like, this is... beautiful and wholesome.
My roommate was telling me about this Halloween outfit, costume.
Yes.
Where the people, they got their doorbell rang, they open it up, and it's another like full wooden door on their front door.
I love this.
And it says, please knock. And so the people knock, and the door swings open, and it's like all these college kids, and they're dressed as like grandmas and grandpas. And they're like, oh, honey, you look so sweet. You look so sweet. And then they give the people in the doorway candy. And then they say, all right, have fun tonight. And then they close the door. And then they go to the next house to do it again.
I was like,
that's fucking genius.
I love that.
That, like, tickled me to know. I was, like, mad at them because it was so good.
Yeah.
Great great costumes are wonderful. We'll talk more, but I want to get these drinks. So,
yes.
Okay.
Again, I went more off of like a name than anything.
Oh, so it's Doritos.
This Doritos. You know me, I'm brand. So this is from Three Floyds.
Alpha King.
I have Zombie Dust.
I am a huge Zombie Dust.
One each. What a splurge.
Yeah.
I have a church key if needed.
Is that what it's called? A church key?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Because everybody at church loves beer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's open as a wine.
The monks do it.
The monks do it.
Yeah, even little birds and bees do it.
Well, let's do it.
Oh, no.
Oh, if
Carly, what did you do?
If we were in the business, we would have to throw that out.
Yeah.
I'm very unpracticed at opening beer bottles.
Good
and
Lord,
I...
you broke the dance.
Don't touch it.
Don't
cut your finger.
Let me get you a different
one. For the radio listener, Carly... She just, like, smashed the top of her bottle.
Like a beast.
She was like, I can do this with my mouth. And then she bit off the top of the beer, glass and all.
My freshman year of college, I would do that as a party trick of, like, taking beer bottle tops off with my teeth. And I told my mom once, she goes, I paid so much for your orthodontia. Why would you do that? And I'm like, oh, I didn't think about it.
My orthodontia.
Yeah, braces and cleanings. Oh, boy.
If they're twist off, you can do it with your mouth easy.
oh, no, I went
hard. I used to bite cans. Oh, please, like, in the
this
middle.
For me?
Like, if you had a pop can, you turn it on your side, and I got really, like, sharp canines.
Oh,
sure,
like Teen Wolf?
So I could, yeah, like a Teen Wolf, yeah.
Thank you, hashtag not Rob.
Hashtag not Rob. Ocean dead cold.
Spooky!
Beautiful label. Some sort of zombie with a crown and Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
It's a pale ale, so it's not my favorite. It's good, though.
Good, yeah.
This is one of my favorite beers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's right up
success.
There.
Success.
Oh, yeah.
And you can have the extra one.
It doesn't get Carly's chomping on it.
I'm so sorry.
There would have been two.
It is the Halloween episode, and shards of broken glass are pretty spooky.
Check your treats, kids. Ooh.
Yeah.
And adults.
Did you know anyone who got, like, a razor blade in their apple?
No,
or,
it's all fucking horseshit.
Yeah, I never heard of any. I never.
I remember we got popcorn balls once from somebody, and I was just like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I was so mad. I was
the
like, this isn't
orange,
candy.
Remember the big orange candy peanuts?
The like circus peanuts?
Yeah, those are awful.
Yeah.
They're like
I don't like those.
Chewy, foamy ones.
No.
I saw on Twitter recently that there's like a big scare of people putting drugs in candy.
Sure.
And then somebody like replied to it and was like, who's going to waste costly drugs on your fucking kids?
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, just don't take homemade stuff.
Maybe like edibles. Yeah. Like if you put like gummy
Yeah, but that's
gummies.
Still expensive, right?
Yeah, but that's funny.
That's fine.
Get those kids high.
Yeah.
It's like one high.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, it doesn't stunt their growth. Yeah, hoppy, dry. It's very dry.
It
I love
dry.
It. Almost like biscuity.
It's bitter, which I like.
Just a good pale ale.
It's fine. But I'm not a big pale ale guy.
Yeah.
But of the pale ales, it is good.
I like a little more floral of a pale ale, but this is just good. Especially like if they have it on draft and stuff. Like,
do you know why it's called Zombie Dust?
No, why?
I don't know. I was asking. Oh. It's a legit question.
Make it up.
All right, ask me then.
Hey, Rob, do you know why this is called Zombie Dust?
You betcha. So in Munster, Indiana, where this is brewed.
Munster?
Munster.
Munster. Ooh.
Oh,
look at
you. Like that family that moved in across the street. The Munsters?
Oh, it's a different family. That's on the other side.
That's on the other side. They're on 1313 Mockingbird Lane. well, the rumor is the Three Floyds Brewery is on an ancient burial ground. Not of Native Americans or anything like that. Just an old cemetery.
Yeah.
But they add a little bit of corpse dust into this. So they call it zombie dust.
Okay.
Oh.
Carly, why is this called zombie dust?
Because everybody knows that the living undead are very crusty. They never take time to put any cocoa butter or, you know, Jergens lotion on
Who
after
has
they
time
shower.
To hydrate?
Not when you're hungry.
No, for brains.
So what happened is that everybody at where this is brewed at Three Floyds got very, very hungry, and they did not have time to put on lotion. And so they're pretty flaky, so some of their flake is in here. It's called zombie dust because it's dead skin.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Josh, why do you think it's called zombie dust?
Oh.
You get
turned
around.
Oh! Zombie dust! No, that's not the reason. You shouldn't be here. Wait, am I Irish? No. They say to put the bury your old beer bottles next to the pet cemetery.
Ooh.
And the following day they come back full of beer with a new label that says zombie dust. But let me tell you, sometimes dead is better.
When it comes back, it's not the same.
Get that kid away from the truck, the 18-wheeler.
Did anyone see the pet cemetery?
No. It was like the way the trailer looked, it looked like all of those type of, like, it would just look like a cookie cutter.
Yeah,
I didn't like the original either. I thought the story was good. A lot of Stephen King's are failures. Like a lot of the like adaptations.
I recently watched the second one. Pet Sematary 2. Yep. It was on at a bar and I could not turn my eyes away. Like, I was talking about hanging out with past guest James Dugan and a few other people, and we were like talking, but then we'd slowly turn and watch this because, like, we watched the whole fucking movie. It's awful.
Yeah.
But Highlander's in it, so that's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. There can only be one.
I recently read The Shining for a book
club.
The Shining.
Come play with us, Carly.
Okay.
Oh, oh, Scarly. Oh,
I'm geez. A little kinky.
Rarly?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm, this is Rarly speaking.
Am I talking to Carly now?
No, Rarly. Oh. But it is a good book, and it is full of spooks, but we watched the movie afterwards, my partner and I, and it is boring.
Which movie? The
Shining, the one with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, because there was also that teeny movie with
Stephen Weber.
That Steven Spielberg said was closer to his book.
Stephen King?
Steven Spielberg.
What about Steven Spielberg?
He reimagined it. Shut up, Rob. Oh. Make me look like an ass.
You said it. I was just trying to be helpful.
Yeah, I was wrong. It's a regular Tom Selleck over here.
That's not right.
Throwback.
That's
throwback. If you listen to that episode, you're good on you.
Scary like my house.
They're fighting. Yeah.
So it was, the movie sucked. It's 2 hours long, and we stopped it halfway through because we're like, I can't sit through any more of this. Mm-hmm. And the second half is actually pretty good. Yeah. So if the movie was just the second half, then like, oh, but yeah.
I bet it was made in, what, the 70s? When did it come out?
Yeah. Young Jack Nicholson. Yeah, so.
And Steven,
the young Shelley Duvall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she should not be in that role. She's a bad actress.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. She has like no maternal instincts in her, and the whole movie's about her.
But isn't that what it's
protecting?
Scary?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Terrifying. No moms.
Yeah. What if it was Mars Needs Moms, guys?
We tried listening to the sequel, which is called Doctor Sleep.
That's coming out soon.
Uh-huh. And the book was written in 2013 and is problematic within the first 20 minutes of
by Richard Bachman or by Stephen King?
Stephen King. A.K.A. Richard Bachman.
Or Jody Hill. That's his son.
Yeah, that's his son. Oh. Jonah Hill? That's not the penguin.
That's not the penguin. Which is a shame. It would have been great.
Yeah, I thought he would have been good too. I favorite Stephen King book or story?
I've only read two.
Ever? Wow.
I don't know. I don't like spooky things. So yeah, I avoided Stephen King. So I've only read Green Mile, which I enjoyed.
Oh, yeah. Green Mile's good.
Was it better than the movie?
I don't know. I never saw the movie.
Oh.
The movie's not bad. You don't like the movie?
I like the movie. I haven't read the book.
Oh, book's great. I very much enjoyed the book. And then I tried to read, Gunslinger? The first of the Dark Tower
Books. The Dark Tower. There's a whole bunch of
Snore. I could not get it.
It picks up. It gets good.
That's what everyone tells me, but book one, boring.
There's a lot.
Hard pass.
Highly recommend the app called Scribd. It gives you magazine subscriptions, audiobooks, and digital books.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get sponsored by them.
What's your code? What's the code they should use?
Promo code Rarly.
It's 3 R's?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the beginning, and then one in the middle.
Favorite Stephen King?
I've only read
story?
The Shining. Wow. I heard The Stand is really good, though.
The Stand would be. I've read. Sorry,
Misery? Is Misery?
Yeah, Misery, Stephen King.
I've seen the movie.
Movie's great.
And then
guest, AJ Miller, loves Stephen King. Is his favorite song?
I went through a big, when I was a young adult, because that's where the section of the library I should have been in, I went to the Stephen King section of the library.
Oh, sure.
And I read everything that was there.
What's your favorite?
Shawshank Redemption. So the Four Seasons is like a collection of four short stories.
Yeah, yeah.
The Hope Springs Eternal chapter is Shawshank Redemption. Shawshank Redemption.
I love
very good. Apt Pupil is in that adaptation.
Sure.
They made a movie of that, which was bad. But that story was pretty good. The Shining was an amazing book, especially when I read it.
Because
I was really young, so all these concepts and ideas were just kind of like, oh my god, evil versus good. I was just jerking off to it. But I think it still holds up. The miniseries, I was all jazzed for, and it was bad. I did not like
it. The miniseries for?
They made a shot. No, The Stand. Sorry, The Stand.
Oh.
That's what I meant to say.
Sure.
Okay.
Not The Shining.
You watched the Stephen King, Castle Rock, I think it's called?
No, because...
Yeah. I tried.
Was it any good?
It was slow.
Needful Things was a good story, too.
Oh, sure.
I didn't see the movie. Where the devil, will sell you. They parodied it on Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
It was very good. There's so many good Stephen King stories.
There is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of fell off him real hard as an adult, because I was just I don't like his writing that much.
Sure.
Which is not something I would have said as a child. I was just like, story.
Good. I recently saw a status about somebody who tried to read It.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's very problematic as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's the gangbang scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I heard it was not cool for LGBTQIA.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
There's also his overall god character is a turtle, which is sort of kind of like ripping off of a Native American thing. There's a lot of like, I mean, it's a lot of pull influences. Well, that was
during King's cocaine days.
Yeah, he probably didn't remember it.
Cocaine.
Misery was good. Misery I read good. That. So good.
Carly, what's your next drink?
I have for you something that...
I thought you were going to say Four Loko for a moment. I was like, oh, Christ.
Personally scares me.
Ooh.
It's just a glass of fresh water.
It is champagne.
What?
That's scary.
I hate opening the cork.
Oh. Are you going to do it?
It's so scary.
You got to do it then.
Yeah. Okay,
In full disclosure for our listeners, she didn't bring champagne. She brought Prosecco. I know there's some people that are going to be anal about that.
Very true, very true.
Prosecco, a delicious, dry, sparkling white wine. Okay. From Italy.
Italy.
Okay, so you know how to do it, right?
Yeah, technically I should have a towel, and it should sound like a woman sighing when it is open.
Okay, who taught you to do this?
This has been in my backpack.
Did you learn from an erotic novel?
No, my mom. my mom works in a wine store on the weekends, and so I have gotten to taste some really great wines.
Well, I'll tell you right now.
Get it.
Here we go. I'm gonna aim it towards that vent.
Why are you popping it?
You're gonna pop
I'm not
it.
Gonna pop it. I'm pop gonna it. Slowly. Oh God.
Pop it.
No wait.
Just do
it's
it.
It's coming.
That's what she said.
Stop. Don't. I did say it. Okay.
Stop. Come on.
Jesus. Oh God. You know how when I sigh, it sounds like. God, is this it's that, so terrifying.
Is this
every
that
time.
Bruno Mars song?
Okay.
So I usually leave the cage on.
Oh.
I don't take.
For the cork?
Yeah.
So you're supposed to take the cage off and then put a towel over it and then slowly wiggle it up and then it'll.
Carly, what's your Instagram?
It's that's Carly not, K.
So the way I was
H-E-Y-C-A-R-L-Y-K.
The way I do it, like, oh, here. Yes. A little Prosecco, please?
Yes.
I wonder if Huli has an opinion on this. I usually leave the cage on. I put my palm of my hand over the cork.
Uh-huh.
I hold it like that, and then I twist the bottle slowly until it until the woman sighs, which is how you know you're twisting it right.
I get the biggest sword I can find.
Yeah, I've done that and before.
Which is basically what I did with that zombie dust beer bottle.
If you are sabering the bottle, you should find the way where it's like fused, and you should follow that down, and you should use that as the point.
Okay.
And again, take off the cage, and then you don't like shove it. You run the sword down the length of the bottle, and it should,
and then it'll catch.
It should pop off itself. Okay. Like you don't. Slam it, otherwise you'll be like Carly biting the bottle in half.
1, 2, 3. Spooky!
I don't care for it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Jesus.
go ahead.
My partner calls this headache juice.
Oh,
yeah.
On the ship, I got very drunk on champagne. Or Prosecco, I'm going to assume. Because we celebrated New Year's Eve. And every hour, we were in a new time zone.
Jesus.
So it was... It was everywhere.
What was TJ McStuffins? What was the...
Oh, yeah. We're at this New Year's Eve every 15 minutes.
Yeah. He's like, kill me.
Kill me. Wow, you look just like John Travolta. Yeah, looks like.
Yeah, I it's fine. It's just kind of like...
It's white. It's carbonated white wine. I love white Prosecco wine? And Prosecco? Champagne.
Hold on.
I love all wine except port. But I don't drink sparkling wine a lot because the sugar or the carbonation something gives me headaches like no other.
Yeah. To me, it tastes like something I have only, like, usually with celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I've drank too much of it at one point, but it doesn't, there's not enough flavor there to, like, me to hang my head on. Like, I like, if I'm drinking white wine, I usually do, a Sauvignon Blanc.
Yes.
Nice Marlboro, New Zealand, Sauvignon Blanc. Just with a little more flavor. If I'm drinking a Chardonnay, kind of like in the middle. I like a little butter, not too much.
Okay.
Un-oaked is not great,
because
otherwise I would just drink a Sauvignon Blanc.
Right.
Not a huge wine person in general, but red Italian wine is kind of where I plant my flag.
Totally.
Yeah. So like if I could get the Velvet Devil.
A little bit bolder.
If I could make it sigh like a woman.
If you had to, what's your ideal place to drink Mionetto Prosecco.
I like this, but I'd rather be here.
I at the source. Bottle at the source. This is from Italy. I want to go to Italy. I've never been. I'd want to. Okay, so I'm having a big New Year's Eve party at my house.
Mm-hmm.
I invited all my writer friends are coming over tonight, and so I got a case of Mionetto Prosecco.
Trivizzo.
Nailed it. And I open it up and I pull it out. It's got like kind of an orangish label, and I pull it open. I see all the foil tops. I'm like, okay, there's enough. This is full.
Yeah.
And then I see one that's like slightly off, and I pull it out. And it's a solid gold bottle.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I pop it open, and all this confetti flies out. And a little ribbon with a little story. And it's like, you've won all expenses paid tour mm-hmm. of the factory with you and plus one. And then I
who'd
go
you
to,
take?
I didn't take anybody yet. I wanted to put my feet up.
Who would you take?
Nobody.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, so I could like lie on the plane. I won't put my legs up. And if there's a meal, I want to get two meals.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I've been there.
Your roommate might be mad.
Yeah, well, she didn't know.
And she won't know.
Yeah. It all is out. Future Josh. But yeah, that would be my dream location to enjoy some ice cold, ocean cold, ocean dead cold.
Ocean dead cold.
Bobby, what about you?
My dream location is some nice Prosecco?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's growing on me.
Great. I don't know. I have to think about this. Because my joke answer would be I'm on a cruise ship.
Okay.
And I'm trapped in an endless limbo where every hour we got to celebrate New Year's Eve.
Oh, it's like the Langoliers.
It's like the Langoliers. We are constantly just moving forward, and it's always every
stuck
hour.
Stuck between times.
What's the Langoliers?
It's another
I
King
know.
Movie.
Okay.
Well, so yeah, this plane gets like struck by lightning, goes in a void, and they get out of time.
Whoa.
And basically, the Langoliers are these like creatures that eat expired time,
Whoa.
And so they're trying to get back to the source of the weather phenomenon, so they can get back in their own timeline.
Wow, is it a good book?
It's pretty good.
The TV movie's okay.
Okay,
it's got Pinchot,
David Pinchon, Bronson Pinchon, and another character actor. You're like, oh, that guy. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, but it's a pretty cool story. I liked it.
He was a bad guy on House, I think, for season 3. He was like the cop that was trying to go after House.
No idea. No.
Why don't we meet more people named Bronson? What a good name.
Guess.
I think because they like...
Okay, Rob.
They all got into bar fights and died.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I would guess. Carly, we'll come to you now.
Okay, thank you.
Dream location.
Dream location. It is 1974.
Whoa.
We are in
Vietnam.
We're in deep Texas. All right. And we are off the beaten path. We were on a road trip, but guess what? The car had a little trouble.
Oh,
it's getting a little tune up. It's nothing serious, but we have.
I can fix it for you. It's gonna take a couple hours.
We have a full night to spend down in deep Texas. So what we do is we go get some barbecue.
Okay, sure.
And we fill.
This is the Cajun character over
here.
Oh, her name is Lynette. And she is getting some barbecue, and then she's going to the Honky Tonk.
Oh,
is that PC still?
Honky Tonk?
Yeah. Okay, great. We're going to the Honky Tonk. I don't know.
Be careful.
Yeah, yeah,
better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Edit that dead air out. And then... Probably not. So we're going to the Honky Tonk. Here we are. Lynette is feeling herself.
Was she by herself in this car?
No. She has two buddies. By the name of Rosh and Job.
Huh.
And Rosh and Job, they're full of barbecue too, and they want a drink. And Lynette's like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
And then they walk into this Honky Tonk Saloon, push open those little shutters.
Swinging doors.
And then we go in, and then guess what Lynette lays her eyes on? It's a mechanical bull.
Okay.
So Lynette's like, hell yeah, strap her up. So she takes off her shoes, bolts across the bar, bolts onto the mechanical bull.
Covered in sawdust now.
Rides that thing and then gets bucked off, but she does this flip and then lands perfectly on a bar stool next to Rosh, right next to Job, and
it's Job, please.
Job.
Job and was then, my father.
And she goes, one Prosecco, please.
Prosecco?
And we go, make it two.
Yeah.
Because you guys are going to share one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Two straws.
We're teetotalers. I can get the Prosecco for you. Going to take a couple hours. The bartender's also the mechanic.
It's a small town.
Small town.
I moonlight here.
What is deep Texas to you? Cause
the Prosecco almost went through my nose.
Because you're not wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Deep, that's like deep south anywhere to my knowledge. Yeah, yeah.
Sure, sure. I just was trying to find somewhere with mechanical bulls that felt good.
So
felt right.
I moved my senior year of high school. And we, my friend at the time, drove down. There's a town called Segovia, Texas. And on the way back, you drove through all these, like, deep Texas, like, little towns. And one of them was there was just a bar and a sign that was like, so-and-so's wedding, everybody welcome. So we, like, pulled off to the side.
Yeah.
We got out. We said our, you know, happy marriage to the bride and groom. We got a couple drinks. We danced for a while. And then we got back in the car and kept driving home.
What?
It was amazing. And that reminded me so much of that
amazing
experience. Yeah.
That's great.
It was a tiny little town. That's yeah. Great. It was very, very fun.
Everybody welcome.
Yeah. All right. Hell yeah. We're just passing through.
Yeah. Here's $20. Congrats on your marriage.
Yeah, $20 is what we gave them.
Yeah.
We didn't put all their wedding presents in our car.
Oh, no.
I'm a villain. Oh, yeah. You guys, Phil, I'm going to go make my next
Josh trip. Segovia, long gone.
Have you ever been to Texas?
Yeah, I have. For my cousin's wedding, and then also for mock trial state championships.
Mock trial state championships?
Yeah.
Please go on.
Yeah. My junior year, I joined mock trial.
What does that mean?
Okay. So it's like debate club.
Okay.
But we assign roles of, like, you're a lawyer for the defense, you're a prosecutor, you are a witness, and character witnesses,
sure,
and expert witnesses, and I was always a character witness,
sure,
right? And then we would get this fake case, and then we would have to, like, dissect it, find laws that support it, or defeat it, and then we would compete against other schools in trial.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
And then you would which team, like, won and which team lost, like, the decision of, like, how well you argued.
Yeah.
And then you would get awards of, like, best lawyer and then best witness. So in my junior year, we won state. And I missed my junior year prom. And we went to Texas to compete, and I think we placed, like, 13th out of 52 or
that's
something
cool.
like that.
Where in Texas did you go?
I do, but it's a bad way to remember it. Where was a JFK shot?
Oh, Dallas.
Yeah, we went to Dallas.
Okay.
Hell yeah, you went to Dallas.
Yeah, we went to Dallas.
Dallas Cowboys, JFK.
Yeah. That's we went fun. To see the grassy knoll and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Dallas, but I also didn't have mock trial. I don't even know if we had debate club in my high school.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Livonia Stevenson. We had everything else.
Where's that?
It's in Livonia, Michigan. A little outside of Detroit.
Will you show me on your hand where it is?
You betcha. Right here.
Rob is pointing to the pad of his thumb near his wrist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. No, I'm trying to think. Maybe we did have a debate club. I just didn't know. Because I did band and choir and theater.
What did you play in a play?
Nerd!
Hey, nerd. What do you play in in band?
I played saxophone.
Yeah. Bass sax or
baritone? I played alto. Okay. And then in college, I played tenor.
Hell,
I played a little Barry sax, too.
Hell yeah.
I was a big old nerd.
Yeah. I liked it. Yeah. I played flute and piccolo in my band.
Hell yeah. I feel like I've said this story before, but who cares? It's my podcast.
Yeah.
In the Michigan public school system, you have to take one semester of gym in high school.
Just one?
Just one.
Dang.
So a lot of people try to get out of the way. I learned that. I'm like, I want to get this out of the way my freshman year. Mm-hmm. So my freshman year, first year in college or high school,
yes,
took gym. Our gym coach, or gym teacher, was the football coach.
Of course.
And boy, did he want me to play football so badly.
Of course. Because
he's like, the size of this fat kid, he can't knock down. You can't knock down.
Very tall and broad shoulder.
I'm a big feller. But he'd be like, Grabowski, you gotta play football. And I'd be like, I can't. I'm in the band. I'm in the marching band, sir. He's like, ah, you play football. I go, I can't.
Did you ever say my name won't fit on the back of a jersey?
No, it would have fit.
Oh, I know, but like, just give him dumb reasons.
No, my excuse was I wasn't funny back then.
Oh,
so my excuse was
when did
like,
you become funny?
College, I think.
Okay,
I enjoyed humor, and I do a little. I felt like a little bit in like high school, of like yeah. I can kind of figure this out.
Yeah,
but I say college, I was like, oh, I'm figuring it out.
Can
more.
You like pinpoint a moment when you're like, yep, we're gonna do this? By weird,
what?
It's like you
being funny,
comedy, or? Yeah, and like
oh,
pursuing it.
Moving here.
Really?
Yeah,
it wasn't
yeah.
even before that you were like, I'm going to study comedy.
I moved. So I graduated college and I did an internship at like one of the few equity theaters in Michigan. It's now defunct, sadly. But during there, I met a lot of people who could come from Chicago to perform at the Boar's Head, RIP.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were like, Chicago's great. You got to go to Chicago. If you don't feel ready for New York or LA, go to Chicago. And then coming here, just to keep myself busy, I was like, I'll take improv classes. And I kind of fell into it.
Really? Yeah. It wasn't even like I'm going to go to Chicago to...
No, I didn't know I.O., I didn't know Annoyance, I didn't know Comedy Sports. All I knew was Second City. So when I came here, I took classes there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, I know we're talking more about me. I don't like this.
Why?
I don't know. I'm weird. I mean, I did, like, I understood, like, comedy, and I knew I could be funny during doing certain things, but I never, like, decided to pursue it till I came here and kind of drank the Kool-Aid hard.
Right.
Why I feel like I've only been funny the last 5 years.
That's so not true. You've been very funny for a very long time. When you moved here, what did you think you were going to pursue comedy if you, like,
I thought I was just going to be an actor. I straight up was just like, oh, I'll do, like, storefront stuff and... Hopefully, eventually get cast in one of the bigger theaters and do that here and there. And then that was not really my plan.
Not even
was,
like comedy acting?
No, I didn't consider it.
Why?
Honest to God. Yeah. I was just like, maybe I'll go. I mean, it was in like maybe Second City at some point. I don't know because I was 23.
Uh-huh.
22 or 23.
Yeah.
So I had no fucking idea.
Same, I was 22 when I moved here.
Yeah.
It was like, we're just going for it.
Yeah. And again, so it was like I was here for 3 months and... There is a fellow who worked at the Boar's Head, Ron West, who's a Second City alum, who I got along with very well. And I emailed him once. I'm like, hey, I'm in Chicago. What do you think I should do? He goes, go audition here and then go start taking classes at Comedy Sport or at Second City. I was like, you got it, Ron.
Amazing.
Wow.
That's my story.
What are we, talking shop?
Yeah, talking shop.
Talking to comms.
Sad I missed it.
Do you want to talk about the moment that you were like, yeah, I'm going to pursue comedy?
Yeah, if you want to, you can listen to Josh's episode of Talking Shop, our sister podcast.
Sure.
I'm terrified. That's the scariest thing you could have said to me on mic. But wait, guys, I'm completely spooked.
You're so spooked?
Have you ever seen that Bork video where it's like...
what video?
Bork?
Bjork?
No, Bork, the dog.
Mm-mm.
It's a dog meme. Oh, my God. So go to YouTube. It's this dog called Bork, and he... He like yips, but like his owner puts him in a different scenarios.
Oh, fun!
And one of them is like super spooky skeletons, ba ba da ba da ba, and it's like bark bark bark, and he's like barking along to the song. It's the whole thing. He's dead. are you scared?
Terrified.
So the dog's dead, and but he like you see his like spook meter as he's like running through this like world of like bone people and like skeletons,
and
then he's like totally spooked. So. Guys, I'm totally spooked.
Oh, okay, I can tell. By
like Bork.
Yeah.
So I think we're gonna need to take a break.
Ooh.
Okay.
I think this episode is finished for now, but will be completed in 1 week's time. I'm gonna forget that episode before we can think about it.
I'm gonna ride the mechanical bull.
Who knows if we got there yet? We'll see you guys next week. Just hold on.